The next case on the docket is case number 11578.
Florence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing in this matter on behalf of Newfield Production Company. We'll be calling the same three witnesses in this case as were called in case 11957. Identity and qualifications were set forth in that case. Doug, Exhibit L1.
In yellow, outlined with a green box, is the southeast section 24 and the northeast section 25 and 160-199 inside of the bird field.
And that's the current spacing unit for a vertical well in that spacing unit, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Exhibit L2.
Detailed depiction of the other exhibit, actually.
Just a blow-up, is that that exhibit, is that right?
Blow-up.
Okay. And then Exhibit L3.
Further detail showing the two tracks that comprise this 320-acre spacing unit, which is in existence for a Red River, but we've recompleted it up into the Stonewall 2 years ago.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? Next witness, please.
Eric, G1.
Yeah, this is a... the log on the Palmer Lundquist 25-2 showing the perforations that are present in both the Stonewall and the Gunton formation. That's it.
Okay, and E. Okay, I guess that's. I'm sorry. And then G2.
G2 is a structure map on the Stonewall formation with the yellow box being the current vertical well spacing unit.
No further questions.
Any questions for this witness from staff?
Eric, this is Bruce Junker. Is the stratigraphic definition of the pool below the top of the middle member of the inner lake to above the top of the Stony Mountain?
Yes.
I believe the Gunton is actually part of the Stony Mountain. The Gunton and the Skelton is part of the Stony Mountain, which the perfs and the Gunton would be in the Stony Mountain and not the Stonewall Pool.
We're going to come back for a commingling request.
Can you repeat that?
I think it's already.
If your perfs are open in the Gunton is part of the Stony Mountain. So we would have to look at commingling production.
I think it already is.
What's that?
I think it already has been approved.
It already is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Any other questions, Ms. Staff? Next witness, please.
Stacy, you want to tell us about E1?
Yeah, E1 is just the current schematic of the wellbore diagram associated with the Plummer Lundquist 25-2, and as you can see here, the Stonewall and the Gunton are actually commingled in this well on pump.
E2?
E2 is a production plot associated with this well. Basically, just water and oil production is shown on here. There is a period of downtime in June of 09, and basically they had a major problem with the pumping unit and were waiting on parts, and so it was down longer than it should have been.
E3?
E3 is the fingerprint analysis associated with the fluids recovered from this well. We got this analysis done here in November of 09. It does show that by volume, 32.9% is coming from the Gunton and 67.1% is coming from the Stonewall.
And E4?
4 is the decline curve associated with this well. The cum to date is 64,000 barrels of oil. The ultimate is 162,000. If we take the 67.1% associated with the Stonewall times the 162,000 ultimate, we get 108,000 from the Stonewall.
And the next exhibit, E5?
The next exhibit is just a volumetric depiction breaking out that the OOIP associated with that 320-acre drainage area is 543,000 barrels.
E6?
Basically repeating the parameters, the reservoir parameters that go into that OOIP of 543,000 barrels.
And E7?
E7 is the ECO summary showing that the 320-acre area, a 20% recovery factor associated with that will result in the EUR of 109,000 barrels for the Stonewall. And based on the net investment of $90,000, the return on investment is 11.7-1.
And so then, Stacy, is it your recommendation then that the commission just take this temporary spacing and make it proper?
Yes.
No further questions. Offer each one of the exhibits that was identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits I received into the record. Any questions from staff?
Stacy, on exhibit E6, you're showing that oil gravity at 43.5. Was that for the Stonewall? Or was that for the commingled?
I'm sorry, on exhibit. Could you repeat it on exhibit E6?
Right, the oil gravity. You're showing 43.5. Is that on Stonewall oil or is that on commingled oil?
That should have been from the Stonewall from data that was obtained during the early test period.
Okay, how about your gas, your BTU?
The same answer.
Would you happen to have a gas analysis on that then?
I can look it up and send it to you.
If you could.
Any other questions from staff? Anything else with regard to 11578, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That'll conclude the hearing then on case number 11578.